Father, we are just grateful as always for the opportunity you give us to come together in prayer, to lift up your name, to magnify you, God, to glorify you, to exalt you, O God, and just to be able to communicate and engage with you, O God, to be on the agenda that heaven has for us for this hour. Father, we know that as we come in prayer tonight, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we come not in our own righteousness, O God, which is as filthy rags before you, but we come, Father, in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, to stand before you, O God, before the mercy seat, O God, and asking that, God, you hear our prayer, that you attend to our supplication. And Father, as you have made us kings and priests, O God, unto you, we know that we cannot come empty-handed before the throne of grace. Therefore, we come by the way of the blood of Jesus. And we say, O God, tonight, have your way. Let your kingdom come with power, with demonstration, O God, as it is in heaven. Let your divine agenda, O God, be superimposed on any other agenda that may be on the line tonight or that may be in our hearts, O God. Let heaven's mandate, O God, for this hour supersede all things. And Father, that which you have purposed to do, O God, we say, let it be done according to the counsel of your own will. That which you have ordained, O God, to be shifted tonight, we declare that it is going to be as you have decreed, O God. And Father, whatever you said, O God, must change tonight. We declare that there is a change in the atmosphere. Your word, O God, makes it clear to us, O God, that whatsoever we bind here on earth, O God, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose here on earth, O God, heaven will do the same. Therefore, O God, we bring ourselves into alignment now. Holy Spirit, take charge over this hour. Lead us and guide us, for you are the one who knows the mind and the will of our God. Let our prayer be effective. Let our prayer, O God, be forceful. Let our prayer, O God, bring about a dimension and an expression of the kingdom of God in the areas that you are going to lead us to pray regarding and concerning. And Father, we just want to take a few moments tonight just to bring our sons and our daughters before you, to bring our families before you, and say, God, you are the God of our homes. You are the God of our household. You are the God of our children. Father, your name will be magnified in their hearts. Your name will be glorified in their hearts because you are worthy. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy. You are worthy of all praise, worthy of all adoration. Father, we declare that in their homes, O God, the homes of our sons and our daughters, O God, your name, O God, is always on their lips, O God. Your praises, O God, proceed from their places of worship, O God, from their hearts, O God. There is a song of redemption, a song and a melody, O God, that is praising and glorifying your name. We pray that, God, wherever they are right now, the heavens are moving. Things in their lives are changing, and they are moving toward that expected end that you ordained for their days. You are the one who ordered their days, O God. You are the one who numbered their days. You are the one who orders their footsteps, O God. We say, have your way in their lives. Let not the enemy, O God, overrun them, O God. Let not the enemy overwhelm them, O God. But let your plans and your purpose, O God, for their lives, O God, be forever established. Father, tonight we send a word over their lives. We command, O God, the dark clouds to roll away, that the light of God is going to shine over them, that the grace of God is going to be so overwhelming and empowering in their lives that there is nothing that they set their hands to do that will fail, that there is nothing that they set their minds to do that will fail. Father, we speak success over their lives in whatever endeavor they set out to do. We declare success over in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against every spirit of insufficiency, every spirit of poverty, O God, any decree, any dictate, any mandate, O God, that has been set over their lives, O God, to confine them, to hinder them, O God, or to limit them. We declare that you have no authority over their lives. You will not govern their lives, but only God has rule and measure in their lives. And Father, we declare, O God, that whatever the enemy has desired to do, we stand on your word concerning them, that no weapon formed against them, God, shall prosper. No other word, O God, that has been spoken over their lives, O God, by the darkness, O God, shall prevail, but only that which God has declared over them shall be forever established. For your praise, O God, and for your glory, and for your glory alone. And Father, I pray for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line with us, O God, in this hour. We declare that, God, they are in a season of tremendous acceleration, a season of moving upward with God, a season of seeing the goodness of God in the land of the living, a season of having testimonies of the greatness of God being written in their lives. Father, we declare and we decree that the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding is being established in their hearts and in their minds, that God, your love is being shared abroad in their hearts, that God, your praises, O God, shall continually flow from their lips because of what they see your hand do in their lives. We declare and we decree that, O God, whatever the enemy has purposed to do, O God, you have caused it to fail in the name of Jesus. And Father, above all, I declare and I decree that they are going to walk in perfect health, O God, because you are still the healer. You are still the deliverer, God. You are still the God of their salvation. We declare that, God, everything that they need, you are the provider. You are going to provide, oh God, beyond their expectation, beyond their thoughts, beyond their comprehension, beyond their apprehension. You are going to provide. You are going to show yourself mighty on their behalf, oh God, because they have chosen to walk uprightly before you all their days. You are going to show yourself mighty, oh God, and you are going to cause them to do great and mighty things, because the one who is greater abides in them, O God, and allows them to go into places that may be hostile. But God, you have prevailed. We thank you that in this hour, God, the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth is speaking from the mercy seat, O God, concerning their deliverance. It is speaking concerning their breakthrough. It is speaking concerning their elevation. It is speaking, God, concerning their establishment. I pray that, God, that they are not going to be moved to and fro by any wind of doctrine, but they are going to stand steadfast on the word of God, that the word of God will preserve them all their days, that, God, in the word of God, they will find life, they will find joy, they will find hope, O God, that in your word, O God, they will find strength in the midst of trials and tribulations. In your word, O God, their eyes are going to be opened, that they are going to receive a greater measure of understanding because of your word. Let your word take preeminence in their lives, O God. Your word says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We pray that, God, tonight they are coming at the table of the Lord and they are going to partake of the word that God is releasing. Not for them to say they've attained the word in their intellect, O God, but that the word of God has been hid in their hearts, O God, that they may forever walk uprightly before you. all their days. Holy Spirit, come and quicken the word of God in their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, and reveal the hidden mysteries of God that are in the word. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth the nutrition that is needed by their spirit from the word of God. Let there be a stronger growth of faith in them, for it is impossible to please God if we do not have faith. But your word says faith cometh by hearing, O God, and hearing by the word of God. Let our ears be open to hear, our hearts be open to understand, that we may be established in the word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel something already beginning to shift right now as we are praying, that somebody's life is going to change. I pray for divine encounters to be released in the name of Jesus. Some may have never encountered God in a way that God is about to encounter with you. It is going to be a life-changing encounter that God is going to bring into your life. When God shows up, you are going to begin seeing things differently. You are going to begin understanding things differently. You are going to begin walking in a different way. You are going to begin seeing things in a different light, because when God shows up, nothing remains the same. So I pray that you begin to prepare your hearts, that when God shows up in your life, you are not going to be afraid, but you are going to be filled with joy and gladness. Ah, that you hear the words of the psalmist, we say, who is man that thou art mindful of him, that you made him a little lower than the angels, yet you gave him charge over the works of your hands. And he makes an exclamation there, and he said that you would visit him. God is about to visit with you in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for a release of prophetic dreams. I pray, oh God, for clarity as those dreams come. God, I pray that tonight there be a release of the anointing of Joseph upon somebody's life, oh God, to be able to be a dreamer. Not only to be able to be a dreamer, but to be able to interpret the dreams as they are being given, that the insight that heaven is releasing may be apprehended. I pray that, God, that they not be puffed up by what they see nor what they hear, but God, that their faith will be strengthened, that they will be filled with joy to know that their God is speaking to them. I pray that, oh, Rabande Kusho Karabase, Rades Dombre Kataya Sekuru Sharabaha, Rabra Sukura Bahai. I pray that, God, wherever they are right now, there is an uplifting. There is an uplifting. I command the atmosphere in their homes to change. I command the atmosphere in their homes to change. I command the atmosphere in their homes to change. I command the love of God to be made manifest in that atmosphere, that that atmosphere will not resist what God is about to do. I pray that de sarabakuro sharabaha rebra sekeria do sharabaha, that God, your glory begins to invade their atmosphere, that your glory begins to engage their environment, that your presence, oh God, your tangible presence, oh God, begin to manifest in their homes. That God bresikia do sheberia batae kunda seria bakarae prosote kiribra tisandeo makarae kuto sharabaha baraseke keria ku worra baya, that God, as you move ku parasere ku shada baseria, let somebody be strengthened in their resolve. Let somebody be strengthened in their faith to know that there is nothing that is hard for God to do, nor is there anything impossible with our God. I pray that, God, there are some things that they have been waiting to turn for a season. I pray that, God, now you have brought that season for the turnaround, that things are beginning to change. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody has to understand tonight that you cannot afford to keep your mouth shut in the hour that is coming. Somebody has to get into a place where you say, God, I will not let you go until until you have blessed me. I will not let you go, oh God, until you have changed things in my life. I am tired of being where I am. I am tired, oh God, of praying and not seeing things begin to change. God, if something has to change in me tonight, so be it, oh God, that my prayers will not be hindered, but that I will be heard by heaven, that when I pray, God, things are going to begin changing, oh, because God, you are with me, and your word declares, if God be for me, then who can be against me? I pray that, oh God, tonight there is a renewal of covenants. There is a renewal of fellowship, oh God, with your sons and your daughters. There is a re-establishment of the connection. There is a rekindling of the fire. There is a rekindling of the relationship, oh God. You say, God, I know that I've gone astray for a while, but God, I am coming back to the fold. And I say, Kuraba Sede Kurabaha, God, Debre Sidia, Do Sharadi, Kuhushara, Barende de Kuraba Sekeri, and Oribekeri, and Daraba, in the name that is above any other name. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God, because you are worthy and you are worthy of all praise. Somebody say, hallelujah. God is worthy of all praise. God is worthy of all praise. Sometimes you have to get into a place where you realize, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. You have to get into a place where you begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? It's not a pity party, but you encourage yourself in the Lord by going through all the things that God has done for you. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You open up your mouth, you begin to give God praise. You begin to give God thanks for all that he has done for you. Some of us may say, I don't see anything that God has done for me. Just because there is a God, it is more than enough for you to praise him. Just because he's still sitting on the throne, it's more than enough for you to magnify him. Just because you can call him God, he is worthy of all your praise. So you get up into a place, God, I thank you for the good days. I thank you, God, for the trials. I thank you, God, for the struggles that you have brought me through. Nothing overwhelmed me. Nothing killed me. I am still alive because you have preserved me. Your breath is in my lungs. My days are numbered by you. I thank you, O God, for all that you have blessed me with, O God, that I have a roof over my head, that there is water for me to drink, that there is food on my table, that, God, I can wake up in the morning and go for a job. I thank you, oh God, that I can read. I thank you, oh God, that I can see. I thank you, oh God, that I can hear. I thank you, oh God, that you agreed to abide in my heart, oh God. I thank you that you forgave me of my sins. I thank you that you made a way for me to come back home. I thank you, oh God, that you have blood on the mercy seat for me. I thank you, oh God, that you are the one who promised to take me from the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock. I thank you, oh God. But I've seen that you have released your wisdom, oh God. I thank you that in the midnight hour when I was on my own, oh God, you were an ever-present help. You were there. I thank you, oh God, for saying you will never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you, oh God, for all that you have. So you get into a place of thanksgiving. You are encouraging yourself in the Lord, thinking of all the good things that God has done in your life. And as you begin to do this, as you beginning to magnify him, your situation, your struggle begins to minimize because you are magnifying your God, magnifying your God. And you have to understand something here tonight. As you begin to glorify and thank God for what he has done, God's position in terms of his worship for praise, his worship for glory, his worship for whatever worship cannot be mitigated, cannot be diminished by him doing or not doing what you are expecting him to, because his godness is not based on what he has done. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God that His power, His godness is not dependent on His performance. He is God all by Himself without even doing anything. He is glory all by Himself without even showing anything. He is sitting on the throne all by Himself. And just because of that, He is worthy of all our praise. Whether He does what we're expecting Him to or not, He is still God. He is still Haroko. Can I tell somebody, no matter where you are thinking that God is going to do something in your life before you give Him praise. I want to let you know that God doesn't have to do anything for me anymore to give Him praise, because I have seen, I have tasted that He is worthy of all my praise. So it doesn't matter where you are, He still deserves praise. It doesn't matter what you're going through, He still deserves praise. And you have to understand, in the midst of your praise, God is moving. In the midst of your the word of God says He inhabits the praises of His people. In your praise, situations are turning around. In your praise, mountains are melting. In your praise, valleys are being raised. In your praise, God is doing great and mighty things in your life. Why? Because your praise will never be ending, because God will keep on outdoing your expectation. I pray that somebody here tonight, you may be discouraged, but God is breathing a new breath over you. Be encouraged in the Lord. Be strengthened in God. Don't despair for your prayers that have not been answered. God is still sitting on the throne. God is still worthy. God made a decision that He is setting His angels to watch over you. And He further on goes on to declare, and He says, not only are they watching over you, but these are ministers unto the heirs of salvation. He has given them a ministry to minister unto you as an heir of salvation. How great your God is. How great your God is. Do you realize how great a privilege it is that you have an opportunity to bow down your knees, lift up your hands and your hearts unto your God? Reko Rabaza. I want to tell somebody here tonight, I know that the Apostle Paul declared in the book of Ephesians, he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Somebody say hallelujah. He says, we wrestle. We mortal bodies, we are wrestling against spirits, principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, thrones, and dominions. But here's the thing, God has said we are not fighting this war on our own. He has made provision. God has made way for us. And He even further goes to declare that we have overcome. Oh, shatase, rokobo, shara. There is nothing greater than fighting from a place of victory. Ah, se kuru kurabaha, re de zuraba da zeria, kumbri saraba ko sharabaha, raye kubrandarabaha. And God is giving you an opportunity to write out the vote. Can I just tell somebody, God just needs to have an eyewitness in the earth to document and write what God has already declared in the spirit, because God is saying what has been done in the spirit is going to be made manifest in the earth. And in the spirit, the enemy has been defeated. Therefore, that victory must be played out in the earth. And God has chosen you to be the vessel that is going to write that verse. He has chosen you to be the vessel that is going to write that testimony, that indeed the devil was defeated by God in the spirit, because in the natural we have seen it. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, how about that? I declare that you are entering into a season of victories. You are entering into a season of victories, that the enemy is letting go of your breakthrough. The enemy is letting go of your deliverance. The enemy is letting go of your salvation. The enemy is letting go of your promotion. The enemy is letting we send your word right now now, God, in the name of Jesus. Devil, we command you to let your people, let the people of God go in the name of Jesus. Can I just pick up some words from the book of Jude? And I say, devil, the Lord rebuke you. Kabasade rasoko rosharabaha deseri ando koreme karanda raha idadosoro mukoda bahaya besto brandesta kara kiro sharabanda rahaya. We declare that you will not impose the spirit of fear over the sons and the daughters of God, for our God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. We declare tarando sharaba that we will not live under the tyranny and the authority of fear, but we live under the spirit of the living God. Can I just tell somebody here, if you don't remember this, but remember this, that the word of God declares that the kingdom of God is joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. I release the joy of God over your life. I release the peace of God over your life. I release the righteousness of God over your life. May the kingdom of God be made manifest in your life. May you live under the authority of the Holy Ghost. May the kingdom of God come in its fullness in every facet of your life. Oh, Shara, in the kingdom of God, there is provision. I release provision in your life. In the kingdom of God, every need that you have is met. That's why he says, take no thought of what you shall eat. Take no thought of what you shall. Because in the kingdom of God, there is already provision. So I release provision in your life as you are submitting to the authority, as you are submitting to the glory, as you are submitting to the rulership, as you are submitting to the throne of God. I declare that great things are being released in your life. I pray that right now there is a spirit that is moving to reconcile, to realign, and the korabasa. This are everything that is out of order. May the Spirit of God begin to pull it now into order. Pull it together, Holy Ghost. As it's pulling together, that which is out of alignment, anxiety is leaving. Lethargy is moving. Restlessness is being removed as it's pulling things into alignment. Sorrow is being taken away as he is bringing things into alignment. Is being brought into alignment now. In the Nosaraya Kuto Raba, the pain that is in your body is being taken away as he's bringing things into alignment. The suffering that you have been going through, Korabasara, you are going to be able to go through it and overcome, because he's bringing everything into alignment, bringing it back into divine order, bringing it back into divine design. I pray, Kusharando go, Baresarando Ora, as he's pulling things together. Koraba, frayed and strayed relationships are being restored as he's bringing things into alignment, as the bond of perfection, which is love, is being shed abroad in your heart. Sarakura, Baseria, Kusharabaha, Reto Soda, Batera, Nakiria, Rubrada, Baneria, Karaya. As he's bringing things into Holy Ghost move, and they are kusharabadoso derikiara do cumbre tarada reconcile shoraba, bring into alignment ushotoria keria daraba. As he's bringing into alignment, your desires are changing. Rushadabande koria ba, the things that you yearn for and long for are changing. Dusheria dushorabandera, that you will not follow after the things of the flesh, but you are going to follow the things of the Spirit. As He's bringing things and pulling things into alignment, He's bringing you into a place of life and life more abundantly. Raso Kobre Dara is bringing you into a place of obedience, Atarada, into a place of reprioritization. O Karandoro, we declare Matthew 6:33 as to be the governing factor in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Sara Kusho Kopra Dandere Rushara Bandaria Karanade is pulling together, pulling together, pulling together, pulling together, as He's bringing things into alignment. There are things coming from your past that cannot come into the season with you. He's breaking that off you. I want to tell somebody here tonight, I hear strings breaking. 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 The reason why the Holy Ghost is breaking strings, because you were like a puppet on strings. You were wondering where the anger and the resentment is coming from. It's because somebody was pulling strings. And the strings are breaking, the strings are breaking, the strings are breaking, the strings are breaking, the strings are breaking. Ashado Soria Preso Grandara, as the strings are breaking, soul ties 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 are breaking. Raso Cobra, when I say soul ties are breaking, I'm talking about ungodly soul ties. They are breaking, 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 breaking. Isharando ro saraba, ekurando ro sharabaha. You shall no longer be moved by what somebody else feels you should go through. Kukarabata resta dada babandere kuhosha, because the strings are being cut. Oh, hoshata ekuprosaha. As the strings are being cut off, there's somebody who has to understand there was an illegal government operating in your life, but now God is cutting off the strings. Asara kusha kara doso ra kibro choko kota datara ke ketara korabanda keteri koroko katarabaha rekarandos. They are being cut off. Esha dosoro asta kara ekoko sharaba. Because the strings are being cut off, there is a great level of liberty coming in your life. Liberty from the pains of the old, from the pains of your past, they are being cut off right now. Oh, shaka, yeso korabahandria, oh sharabandria. In the number that I hear the number 40. You have been carrying this yoke for 40 years. You've been carrying the string for 40 years. Something happened in your childhood. Oh, shatara, oko. That the enemy has been using to manipulate you emotionally. But right now, God, cut off in the name of Jesus. Tasa do shokura basa kiri dediki araba. Ah, do so hokuroko babashiada. Dae cumbre saraduko rabasha kio. Mae kaindoro kuda ki kiatos embre kataendoro sara. Maendoro kura bandisia ku kataendri kokaya. Daendri akundri katisa kayabroko. Shaya kia tandes. Maito kuba. Dindria kataya masakia dosati cumbre haebro sokoko da edisaradi abrahiru husharabaha kiria liandre kushaya bate satae ko made kiria desa kiro made gora tisande kusharaba. Yes, the thing ubrande sara kusharaba desaraba. You really literally been living in in I want to call it an unknown state. That's what I see, an unknown state. And here is how it is manifested. You are afraid of living in the future because you are afraid of what the future might bring. So you are forced to live in the past. You are forced to live your present day based on your past experiences. So there is not really much of a sense of hope because you are afraid of what is coming in the future. Unfortunately, when you look back in your past, you see so many mistakes. And when you're trying to find a few things from your past that can give you a sense of why you should live in the present, but your past is so full of mistakes, and the enemy is pulling out everything that you have done and using that as an accusation, and using that to remind you that you are a nobody, to remind you that you're not going anywhere, to remind you that you will never accomplish anything because of what you have done. But I pray that tonight God is liberating you. That's one of the strings God is cutting off, that you are no longer going to be afraid of living for the future, because the day, your future days are not in the hands of the devil. Your future days are in the hands of God, and God is not going to lead you into paths of unrighteousness, but he's leading you into paths of righteousness. And the paths that God is leading you into are paths that are going to give you life in the name of Jesus. So now we declare that the blood of Jesus that you have willingly submitted to has gone into your past and severed every tie, severed every link, severed every accusation that has been raised against you. And we declare that it is no longer applicable in your life. It is no longer legally permitted to operate in your life, because the debt that the enemy is claiming has been fully paid for by the blood of Jesus. Every lien that the enemy has had from your past because of your past mistakes, God has already paid the debt in full. The liens are canceled in the name of Jesus. And when we begin to speak about the canceling of the liens, I want somebody here to understand there is going to be a great level of forgiveness coming your way. A great level of forgiveness coming your way. You are going to be able to find the ability to forgive yourself. And you're going to be able to forgive those ones who have been working against you. Somebody say hallelujah. You shall no longer live in a place of suspicion. You are no longer going to be living in a place of suspicion. Because in that place of suspicion, there has been a great fear. But when people are gathered together and you are not there, you are afraid that they're going to be talking about you and what you did. And because of that fear, you have literally been present in certain gatherings you are not supposed to be in because you are afraid of them talking about you when you are not there. But today, liberty and liberation in the name of Jesus. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom in the name of Jesus. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. And there are some things that you have been doing that you have no business of doing because you are afraid of saying no. Because if you say no, they're going to talk about you. And this is what the Lord is saying. This is because of where you have been, your history. That's the 40-year thing that the Lord is saying. That's the 40-year thing that the Lord is saying. That 40 years ago, something happened. Something happened that you were disappointed. Something happened. Somebody that you were counting on let you down. And you do not have the capacity to be able just to let it go. It has been festering in your spirit, and it has caused you to live in a place of suspicion. You don't trust anybody. You don't trust anybody. You don't trust anybody. And here's the thing, because of what you have been doing, because of what you've been overworking yourself. You don't trust anybody to do anything. It's only going to be done right if you are the one who's doing it. When something is being planned, you want to be in the midst of it. You want to be involved. You don't want to stand out, because if you stand out, you think they're going to speak ill about you. But tonight I declare that you are being set free from fearing the opinions of people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to let you know, I don't know who I'm speaking to right now. I want to let you know, the acceptance of man cannot be compared to the one who loved you before you even knew him. God accepted you. God accepted you. I'm going to say it again. God accepted you before you even knew him. God knew all the things you have done, yet he still says, you are my beloved. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that the apron strings are being broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Being broken. Being broken in the name of Jesus. And here's what's going to happen. You are literally, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it without any reservations. I'm going to say it without any fear. I want to let you know that in the next 12 weeks, you're going to experience a tremendous shift in your relationships. And this is how it's going to affect your relationships, because God is going to deal with your past. The things that have been holding you back, that have been causing you to be a failure at relationships. Because of that 40-year thing. There's going to be a tremendous shift in the relational dynamics in your life, because God is healing you. He is literally right now. He is literally healing you, healing your heart in the name of Jesus, healing your heart from all the disappointments. Ah, Sokoro Sharaba. This is what I just saw. I just saw a hand just going in and putting some junk out of your heart, some junk out of your heart. Some junk out of your heart. Anger is coming out. Resentment is coming out. Mistrust is coming out. That hurt and that woundedness is coming out. And here's the thing. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Everybody that tried to get close to you, you have been pushing them away because you are afraid of them hurting you or you hurting them. You are afraid of them hurting you, or you hurting them. Oh, Sarabaya Kotos. In the name of Jesus. It's like you keep people at a distance, arm's length. Stay there. Don't come close. Because you are afraid. But tonight God is healing you. He's healing you. Father, let the healing balm of Gilead come and heal the heart. And heal the heart. And heal the heart. And heal the heart. In the name of Jesus. There's a tremendous burden that is being lifted off from off your shoulders right now because of the healing that is taking place. In the name of Jesus. Ha, Sorokorabashi. I pray that God begins to heal your self-image right now in the name of Jesus. Father, heal. She has been saying to herself, I'm not worthy to be loved. But Father, you are healing right now. And the Holy Spirit is saying, you are loved. You cannot say you're not worthy of love, because you are loved by God. 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 In the name of Jesus. I thank God. And here's the final thing that we want to work on this, in this regard of the strings that are being broken. There are some things that are coming from generations. long before you even got here, they established things that are accepted in your bloodline. And those things are reaching from way, way back then to control your life, to direct your life. But right now I pray that God is breaking all those things. He is literally silencing voices that spoke destruction to your generation in the name of Jesus. Tremendous healing. Generational curse is being broken right now. And as God is doing that, I'm telling you, 12 weeks, your relationships are going to a whole new level because of that healing. Because of that healing. Because of that healing. Let me just find this verse here as we are praying. But I really believe that God is restoring somebody here tonight. Really healing somebody tonight. Somebody is being healed tonight. In the name of Jesus. You may not see the physical healing, but somebody is being healed here tonight. And this is what the Lord has said to me. Oh, I love what the Holy Spirit does. He gave us the number 12. Says 12 times 7, 84. Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Psalm 84. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a stream. The rain comes, also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Hallelujah. You are not an outcast. You are loved. God is your shield. He is your strength. You are not on your own. The challenges of life are not going to overwhelm you because God is with you. Hallelujah. A great sense of joy is coming because of what God is doing. Not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. The Spirit is moving right now and things are changing. Grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, favor upon favor, because your God is still sitting on the throne. We bless Him for His goodness. We bless Him for His kindness. We bless Him because He has caused us to overcome. We bless Him because He has called us His sons and His daughters. We bless Him. Now, we mentioned that earlier on that you cannot afford to keep your mouth shut. not only to praise Him, not only to give Him thanks, but your mouth cannot be closed because there is so much more that you can do. What more can you do? The Word of God says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You are going to open up your mouth and begin to speak life over your home. You're going to begin to speak life over your dreams, your aspirations, and your ambitions. You are going to open up your mouth and begin to speak life over your finances, life over your businesses, life over your ministries. You're going to open up your mouth and begin to speak life over your church, life over your church. Life and death is in the power of a tongue. That means with your tongue you can speak life or you can speak death. By the same token, there are some things that you must speak life over and some things you must speak death over. Anybody hearing me? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We choose to speak life, but it is for those things that must live. But we speak death over those things that must die. Every satanic seed that has been sown over your life, we speak death over in the name of Jesus. Every seed of division spoken over your life, we command it to die in the name of Jesus. Every hindering word sown in your heart by the kingdom of darkness, we command it to die in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But we speak life to every dream that God has given you. We speak life to every seed that has been planted by God in your heart. We speak grace over you in the name of Jesus. We speak life over your ministries. We speak life over everything that God has given you to do. You are not going to be an agent of darkness, but you're going to be an agent of life and an agent of light. You are going to walk uprightly before God all your days because you are a child of light in the name of Jesus. But for us to be able to know what must live and what must die, we need to know. We need insight. We need revelation. We need understanding. All those things are encapsulated by this word. We need wisdom to be able to know what we must speak life over and not. So I pray that God will give you wisdom, that the spirit of wisdom can come over you. The spirit of wisdom can come over you to be able to know, to be able to know how to do what needs to be done. Wisdom has this as its preamble. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. The fear of the Lord is the genesis of wisdom. God will not release the spirit of wisdom to those who do not fear Him. But if you fear God, that means reverence, not being afraid, but reverence. Those that worship, those that humble themselves before God, those that who acknowledge Him as the God that He is, God will give you wisdom. And when wisdom comes from God, nothing in the earth can resist the wisdom of God. So when God brings wisdom, Oh God, help me, Jesus. Solomon, after receiving wisdom, his first test was between life and death. May the Lord give you wisdom to be able to make sound judgments and decisions, to be able to know and speak life to that which must live, and to speak death over that which must die. In the name that is above any other name, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now remember this, this is the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice. You will rejoice and be glad in it. See, I want you to look at that statement again. This is the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and be glad. But here's what the preposition that I wanted just to focus on. It says in it. Okay? It's not saying after, it's not saying you rejoice after the day. You rejoice in the day. You rejoice in the day. You rejoice in the day. So all I can just tell you is there is some great rejoicing coming in this day, because it has been made by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are highly favored. You are loved by God in your coming and in your going. You are loved by God. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. Everything that concerns you is blessed of God. Everything that concerns you is blessed of God. Not only is it blessed of God, but everything that concerns you is being perfected by God, because he declared it by his word. So I thank him for fashioning a day like this and for all the things that he has already ordained to happen in the day that are going to cause us to rejoice.